Hello, my name is Crendon. Welcome to the Veteran's Voice. The Veteran's Voice podcast is served of Mount Carmel's Veteran Service Center. It is brought to you by USAA, Autumn, Colorado Medicare Mentors, and Colorado Computer Support.
April is the month of the military child, and so we have brought in some military children. Yes, and so I have Connor Monnelly, 9 years old, here with me today, as well as Benny Fry, who is 6. And they're going to share with us some of their experiences and insight as military children. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for letting us be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. So, Connor, what would you say? What is it like to be a military kid?
It's kind of tough, like, moving around the country. And it's hard to, like, move away from your friends.
For sure. Absolutely. How many times have you moved, Connor?
About 5 or 6.
5 or 6 times? And how many states? Where have you lived? Here and over the seas?
I've lived in Florida, Maryland, North Carolina for a couple of months. So it went North Carolina, Florida, Maryland, then back to Florida, then to Colorado.
Wow, that's quite a lot. And you said for a few months, so that must be really tough to make a few friends and then you have to leave them so soon.
Well, that was only in North Carolina when I was a baby.
Oh, well, you were a baby, so yeah, not a whole lot to have to worry about then, yes. And now you're 9, so what grade are you in, Connor?
I'm in 3rd grade.
3rd grade, awesome. And you have a lot of friends that you really like to hang out with now?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think there are any moves on the horizon for you now, or do you get to stay here?
Yeah, we're going to stay here.
Oh, is that so exciting? Are you excited?
Yeah.
To finally plant some roots for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. Well, Benny, what about you? What do you think? What is it like being a military kid?
First thing, same, like moving away from other people.
Yeah.
My friends. And I moved away 2 times.
2 times?
Yeah.
So now you live in Colorado, but where did you live before?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. So how long have you been here in Colorado, Benny?
1 week.
1 year.
One year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think you'll have any moves on the horizon?
What?
Will you be moving again?
Maybe.
Probably?
Probably.
Yeah, that is a tough part about being a military kid. Always on the go. So, Benny, who in your family serves in the military?
My dad.
Your dad? What branch is he in?
Air Force.
He's in the Air Force? Very cool. And is there anything that you actually like about being a military kid?
Yes, making new friends.
Making new friends. Hey, that is the bright side, right? You get to move and you get to meet all kinds of new people and see new things and see new places. What about you, Connor? Any silver linings?
I mean, my dad also serves in the Air Force, but he retired in January.
Oh, so that's why you get to stay here for a while. Then he just retired out. That's pretty cool. Yep.
And the best part is, like, making new friends, traveling to different part of the countries.
Yeah,
even
you got
though
to see a lot.
Even though you have to move away, you can just make new ones.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it. Yep. Yep. We think of military kids as being like dandelions because they're very resilient. They're very strong. They pop up colorful and bright wherever they go, no matter what. And you don't have to have strong roots because you just thrive right wherever you are. So you guys are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you to your dads for their service, to your moms for supporting, and to you guys for your service and supporting everything that you do as military kids. So thank you, Connor and Benny. We appreciate you guys so much, and thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Recording these episodes for the Month of the Military Child has brought the Veterans Voice team great joy. Keeping the spirit high, we wanted to share with you all some of our favorite stories from our previous episodes. Ahead, we'll hear some motivating, funny, and even embarrassing stories from our friends Dan, Cam, Teresa, Rev, Mick, and TJ. Remember, our mission here on the Veterans Voice podcast is to remind you all that you're not alone. We hope through these stories that you are able to have a laugh with us, and if you do, please share the show with friends and family so that they can share a laugh with us as well. Enjoy.
All right, Dan, I am coming to my favorite part of the show.
Okay.
I did give you a warning, but this is the part where I ask you, tell me a story. Or I tell you to tell me a story.
You tell me to tell you a story. Yeah. You know, let me think. All right, man, I got a good story for you.
All right, let's hear it.
So this one's pretty embarrassing. My wife
Even
likes
better.
To yeah. My wife likes to make fun of me about it. It was when I was on a hot shot crew. We're up in northern Alaska. We were building a tundra fridge. So I got it's
explain
where
explain what a tundra fridge is.
All right, so a tundra fridge, Alaska, it's a bunch of tundra, it's like 18 inches thick. You take a large knife, saw, something like that. We use chainsaws, cut down three sides of it, and then build a mat with it. To where it's dense, then the tundra is still frozen after about 6 inches down in the ground. So you dig all that out about another foot and a half, 2 feet. Then you put the mat back over it and you put all your food in there. So it's a fridge in the tundra.
Yeah.
You know, it's a that great term sense. For it. Yeah, right? Like, so I'm building this tundra fridge and we ended up, so why we had to do this is we had to move camps because bears, we set up camp next to a giant blackberry. Like field, and the bears kept coming over and eating our food because our food was better than blackberries. And I think they saw us hiking out to the fire every day, filling our pockets with fresh blackberries. So they're like, "Oh, it's we're just sharing here, man. Collaboration, right? Spirit of the chamber, right? It's a collaboration." So I'm building this tundra fridge, and I've just got my pocket knife stabbed in the tundra next to me, and I'm waist deep in this thing. And I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm worn out. This is day like 14 on a fire. Like, you're just sleeping on the ground, it's exhausting. And it's, this part of Alaska was sunny 24/7. So you don't really get good sleep, man. Yeah. Like, so I go to stand up and sit down on the tundra, just take a break. I feel this prick.
Oh.
Yeah, so my knife, the tundra is twigs, basically. Yeah. Rolls up and is 2 inches deep in my butt cheek. Yeah. So like, not a great experience. So it gets worse, you know. Hot shot
crew. Of course
crew,
it does.
None of our medics are with us. None of us have anything. They're all out on the actual primary fire fighting it. I'm just setting up a different camp, right? And so I have to get on the radio, say, hey, I need a medic here. Well, and you know, so my boss goes, hey, Arky, what's up, man? What's going on? It's like, puncture wound. And you just hear a pause. And he goes, what? Yeah, puncture wound. Yeah, if you could just send, a guy, Luke Britton, so we called him Daisy. If you could just send Daisy here, man, like, it'd be great. How'd you get a puncture wound? Like, what is happening right now? And I just, shucks. Yeah, boss, I sat on a knife. And you just hear silence in the entire, like, there's normally a lot of radio chatter, normally a lot of dialogue, just silence. And you hear him key the mic and just cackling. 16 guys cackling at I sat on a knife.
Oh, you're never going to live that down.
No. And so there is a video somewhere of Northern Alaska's filled with mosquitoes.
Oh.
So there's a video that one of my buddies sent me of them basically throwing a couple butterflies in this thing. And, you know, cleaning with iodine. We hadn't showered in a long time. You know the environment. Yeah. Like, It's just disgusting.
Yeah, that's gonna get infected.
Yeah. And so mosquitoes and bugs just eating my ass cheek apart. The entire time they're just cleaning this thing. And it's like, oh, this is fun, right? Thank you.
My biggest thing is why I'm doing this job, honestly. I fought really hard to be in the military and I had to get out early. I was one of those med board guys. Mm-hmm. I hurt my back while I was in Afghanistan. And I broke it in two areas and I couldn't move anymore. Yeah, and I had to spend the 6 months in Afghanistan with a broken spine doing a dismounted patrols with my soldiers because I didn't want to leave them behind. So by the time I got back, my vertebrae was crushed.
Trashed.
My disc was bulged. My sciatic nerve is screwed. And I had four guys that were still relying on me day to day that needed coaching, that needed to be pretty much raised up. Mm-hmm. And when I got out, I kind of fell down a dark hole. I was afraid that, you know, I wasn't going to have anything that gave me that purpose anymore. I felt like I failed my guys. And after 6 years of feeling low, seeking counseling and everything, I finally got the opportunity to come and help other soldiers and help the guys that I know still, because now I have a lot more information about the resources that are around us. And it makes me feel like even though I'm not the sergeant from the Army anymore, I'm still the friend that you know you can hang on to. And I'm the guy that you know you can trust.
I'll tell you my favorite story because it's really cool to me. I was an E2. I had just got to 82nd Airborne Division. You know, the Haiti thing had gone over. And we were doing a warfighter or a purple dragon, you know, the big thing. So these field programs are field
exercises.
Thank you. They start out with a big mass tactical jump. So they load up like 18 planes with paratroopers, but there's no breathing room. And then you get up there and then you all are coming out of the plane at the same time.
Terrifying.
with vehicles and trucks and tanks. You're trying not to hit the tanks or your other people. I had a midair entanglement, no big deal. We made it down. And then I had to play Op 4.
Thanks.
So that was fun. A female in the 82nd Airborne Division with an M60 gun playing Op 4 and winning.
Let's see. Mick, you got one off the top of your head?
You go first.
I'm gonna go first on this one.
I was going to ask, is that true that the Air Force has assignments at the Air Force Academy? That's an assignment?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's usually like 05 and above, too.
Is that a hardship tour for the Air Force or what?
It is a hardship tour. I told him I'd take it. I was like, I'll take one for the team.
Hardship.
Exactly. I think one of my funny stories, like I said, is that I showed up that tournament the first time I played at regionals, right? Without a paddle. By the way, nobody does that. Like, you ask me, like, nobody does that. That's just ridiculous, right?
If you want to show up as a veteran.
Right? Oh, maybe, yeah, right?
Every player will have, like, four paddles, so you're fine. Just like, look around. Somebody will give you a paddle.
Yeah, so luckily the tournament director gave me, like, one of their, like, eight. Like, even with me, I got the... like, three paddles on me right now. So, but you know, it was cool. She let me play. I somehow meddled, you know, or whatever, and didn't know the game well. But then we met the number one senior pro is here in Colorado Springs. Very, very good friend of both of ours, right? His name is Scott Moore. So when we talked about, so after I was playing, I was like, maybe I didn't win because of my paddle. Does that not sound like a pickleball player? Before I was even a pickleball player, right? So I was just like, what's going on? So, you know, they have the whatever, and I said, like, I give her paddle back and I'm like, hey, where can I purchase one? And she's like, obviously we got whatever. And she's like, go to Scott, he was selling some of his paddles. So I went over there and I said, like, hey, I'd like to buy a paddle. He's like, well, I'm gonna say this is my first tournament, so he showed me a paddle. I'm like, no, and I went mixed style. I'm like, you're gonna give me an advanced paddle because I know I'm gonna be playing right. So yeah, I bought a paddle from him, and when I got sponsored, right, I came back to him and I was like, do you remember this? And he, you know, he's probably seen a trazillion people, and I'm like, no. And I was like, the first paddle I've ever bought was from you, Scott. So I made it. So I was like, yeah, you're my friend, but I'm gonna make you sign it and I'm gonna put it on my fridge. So it's there still. I always remind him of it, whatever. But like, hey, look what I still got when I need some luck or this and that, whatever. But that's kind of like the small community we have.
Yeah.
That, and the funny stories about that is that in these tournaments, pros, I mean, I've got to play the third up in Wyoming, out of all places in Laramie, right? It's like, you're playing the, who are you playing? And I'm like, Riley Newman. And he's like, he's ranked third in the world. I'm like, yeah, these tournaments, you get to play against those guys.
Wow.
If you're competitive enough, right? And then you get to hang out with them afterwards.
Oh boy. Well, there's so many.
Tell us a couple. What?
There was a lot of good stories flowing before the mics came on.
Well, now that the mics are on, let me go with this one. So one of my earliest experiences in the military. So as I said, I served the infantry. So I was basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia. And toward the end of our AIT portion, so in the infantry, you do your basic and your AIT all in one thing. You're basically in basic training for 15 weeks. Yeah. So at the end
good
of
this, old OSUT.
Yeah. So at the end of this 15 weeks, the drill sergeant's passing out orders. We're all going to find out where we're going to get stationed. And you know that saying that the infantry we're not always the smartest guys. We're really good looking.
What?
But, you know, we're not always the smartest. I'm going to prove that stereotype might have some truth to it, and here's why. So the drill sergeant hands me my orders, and I look at it, and I read, it says Fort Wainwright AK. Now, I had entered the Army at the time. I'd been living in Texarkana, Texas, which is on the border of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And I see Fort Wainwright AK, and my mind says, oh, Arkansas, I'm going to be stationed like right next to home. I'm going to still get to see my friends on the weekends. This is going to be awesome. And drill sergeant comes by and he says, Westfall, what do you think? And I'm smiling ear to ear. I said, drill sergeant, I'm so excited. I get to serve like right in my own backyard. And he kind of looked at me funny. He said, what? I said, yeah, I'm going to Arkansas. He says, there's no... That's not Fort Wainwright, Arkansas, bud. That's Fort Wainwright, Alaska.
That's a lot further away than Arkansas.
You want to talk about expectations crashing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple months later, I find myself in the middle of the Arctic.
Not Arkansas.
I think I got there in December of that year. It was negative 50. I got off the plane. My eyelashes froze immediately. The hairs of my nose were frozen, and I thought to myself, this is not Arkansas.
Sure.
that's
fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so maybe the infantry was the right place for me because I didn't know AK was Alaska, not Arkansas.
I had, when I was in base training, I had somebody ask me, where's Nebraska? Is that up by Alaska? I was like, what?
Not really.
No, there's no states that touch Alaska.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we did. If you are or know a veteran who would like to be on the show, please reach out to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs at 719-309-4714.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support Team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.